Standard 2, Integrity of Capital Markets. Standard 2A, Material Non-Public Information. Members and candidates who possess material non-public information that could affect the value of an investment must not act or cause others to act on the information. Information is material if its disclosure would affect the price of a security or if a reasonable investor would want the information before making an investment decision. Information that is ambiguous as to its likely effect on price may not be considered material. Information is non-public until it has been made available to the marketplace. An analyst conference call is not public disclosure. Selective disclosure of information by corporations creates the potential for insider trading violations. The prohibition against acting on material non-public information extends to mutual funds containing the subject securities as well as related swaps and options contracts. It is the member's responsibility to determine if information she receives has been publicly disseminated prior to acting or causing others to act on it. Some members and candidates may be involved in transactions during which they are provided with material non-public information by firms, for example, investment banking transactions. Members and candidates may use this information for its intended purpose, but must not use the information for any other purpose unless it becomes public information. Under the so-called mosaic theory, reaching an investment conclusion through perceptive analysis of public information combined with non-material, non-public information is not a violation of the standard. Recommendations for members. Make reasonable efforts to achieve public dissemination by the firm of information they possess, and encourage their firms to adopt procedures to prevent the misuse of material non-public information. Recommendations for firms. Use a firewall within the firm with elements including exercise substantial control of relevant interdepartmental communications through a clearance area, such as the compliance or legal department. Review employee trades. Maintain watch, restricted, and rumor lists. Monitor and restrict proprietary trading while a firm is in possession of material non-public information. However, prohibiting all proprietary trading while a firm is in possession of material non-public information may be inappropriate because it may send a signal to the market. In these cases, firms should only take the opposite side of unsolicited customer trades. Standard 2B, Market Manipulation. Members and candidates must not engage in practices that distort prices or artificially inflate trading volume with the intent to mislead market participants. Member actions may affect security values and trading volumes without violating this standard. The key point here is that if there is the intent to mislead, then the standard is violated. Of course, spreading false information to affect prices or volume is a violation of this standard, as is making trades intended to mislead market participants. Standard 3, Duties to Clients. Standard 3A, Loyalty, Prudence, and Care. Members and candidates have a duty of loyalty to their clients and must act with reasonable care and exercise prudent judgment. Members and candidates must act for the benefit of their clients and place their clients' interests before their employers' or their own interests. Client interests always come first. Although this standard does not impose a fiduciary duty on members or candidates where one did not already exist, it does require members and candidates to act in their clients' best interests and recommend products that are suitable given the client's investment objectives and risk tolerances. Members and candidates must exercise the prudence, care, skill, and diligence under the circumstances that a person acting in a like capacity and familiar with such matters would use. Manage pools of client assets in accordance with the terms of the governing documents, such as trust documents or investment management agreements. Make investment decisions in the context of the total portfolio. Inform clients of any limitations in an advisory relationship, for example, an advisor who may only recommend her own firm's products. Vote proxies in an informed and responsible manner. Due to cost-benefit considerations, it may not be necessary to vote all proxies. Client brokerage or soft dollars or soft commissions must be used to benefit the client. The client may be the investing public as a whole rather than a specific entity or person. Recommendations for members. Submit to clients at least quarterly itemized statements showing all securities in custody and all credits, debits, and transactions. Encourage firms to address these topics when drafting policies and procedures regarding fiduciary duty. Follow applicable rules and laws. Establish investment objectives of client. Consider suitability of a portfolio relative to the client's needs and circumstances, the investment's basic characteristics, or the basic characteristics of the total portfolio. Diversify. Deal fairly with all clients in regard to investment actions. Disclose conflicts. Disclose compensation arrangements. Vote proxies in the best interest of clients and ultimate beneficiaries. Maintain confidentiality. And seek best execution. Standard 3B, Fair Dealing. Members and candidates must deal fairly and objectively with all clients when providing investment analysis, making investment recommendations, taking investment action, or engaging in other professional activities. Do not discriminate against any clients when disseminating recommendations or taking investment action. Fairly does not mean equally. In the normal course of business, there will be differences in the time emails, faxes, and other communications are received by different clients. Different service levels are acceptable, but they must not negatively affect or disadvantage any clients. Disclose the different service levels to all clients and prospects, and make premium levels of service available to all those willing to pay for them. Give all clients a fair opportunity to act on every recommendation. Clients who are unaware of a change in the recommendation for a security should be advised of the change before an order for the security is accepted. Treat clients fairly in light of their investment objectives and circumstances. Treat both individual and institutional clients in a fair and impartial manner. Members and candidates should not take advantage of their position in the industry to disadvantage clients, for example, by taking shares of an oversubscribed IPO. Recommendations for members. Encourage firms to establish compliance procedures requiring proper dissemination of investment recommendations and fair treatment of all customers and clients. Maintain a list of clients and holdings and use it to ensure that all holders are treated fairly. Recommendations for firms. Limit the number of people who are aware that a change in recommendation will be made. Shorten the time frame between decision and dissemination. Publish personnel guidelines for pre-dissemination. Have in place guidelines prohibiting personnel who have prior knowledge of a recommendation from discussing it or taking action on the pending recommendation. Disseminate new or changed recommendations simultaneously to all clients who have expressed an interest or for whom an investment is suitable. Develop written trade allocation procedures that ensure fairness to clients, timely and efficient order execution, and accuracy of client positions. Disclose trade allocation procedures. Establish systematic account review to ensure that no client is given preferred treatment and that investment actions are consistent with the account's objectives. And disclose available levels of service. Standard 3C, Suitability. 1. When members and candidates are in an advisory relationship with a client, they must A. make a reasonable inquiry into a client's or prospective client's investment experience, risk and return objectives, and financial constraints prior to making any investment recommendation or taking investment action, and must reassess and update this information regularly. B. Determine that an investment is suitable to the client's financial situation and consistent with the client's written objectives, mandates, and constraints before making an investment recommendation or taking investment action. And C. Judge the suitability of investments in the context of the client's total portfolio. 2. When members and candidates are responsible for managing a portfolio to a specific mandate, strategy, or style, they must make only investment recommendations or take investment actions that are consistent with the stated objectives and constraints of the portfolio. In advisory relationships, members must gather client information at the beginning of the relationship in the form of an investment policy statement, or IPS. Consider clients' needs and circumstances, and thus their risk tolerance. Consider whether or not the use of leverage is suitable for the client. If a member is responsible for managing a fund to an index or other stated mandate, he must select only investments that are consistent with the stated mandate. An investment manager may receive a client request to purchase a security that the manager knows is unsuitable given the client's investment policy statement. The trade may or may not have a material effect on the risk characteristics of the client's total portfolio, and the requirements are different for each case. In either case, however, the manager should not make the trade until he has discussed with the client the reasons, based on the IPS, that the trade is unsuitable for the client's account. If the manager determines that the effect on the risk-return profile of the client's total portfolio is minimal, the manager, after discussing with the client how the trade does not fit the IPS goals and constraints, may follow his firm's policy with regard to unsuitable trades. Regardless of firm policy, the client must acknowledge the discussion and an understanding of why the trade is unsuitable. If the trade would have a material impact on the risk-return profile of the client's total portfolio, one option is to update the IPS so the client accepts a changed risk profile that would permit the trade. If the client will not accept a changed IPS, the manager may follow firm policy, which may allow the trade to be made in a separate client-directed account. In the absence of other options, the manager may need to reconsider whether to maintain the relationship with the client. Recommendations for members. For each client, put the needs, circumstances, and investment objectives into a written IPS. Consider the type of client and whether there are separate beneficiaries, the investor objectives of return and risk, the investor constraints of liquidity needs, expected cash flows, time, tax, and regulatory and legal circumstances, and performance measurement benchmarks. Review the investor's objectives and constraints periodically to reflect any changes in client circumstances. Standard 3D Performance Presentation. When communicating investment performance information, members or candidates must make reasonable efforts to ensure that it is fair, accurate, and complete. Members must not misstate performance or mislead clients or prospects about their investment performance or their firm's investment performance. Members must not misrepresent past performance or reasonably expected performance, and must not state or imply the ability to achieve a rate of return similar to that achieved in the past. For brief presentations, members must make detailed information available on request and indicate that the presentation has offered only limited information. Recommendations for members. Encourage firms to adhere to global investment performance standards. Consider the sophistication of the audience to whom a performance presentation is addressed. Present the performance of a weighted composite of similar portfolios rather than the performance of a single account. Include terminated accounts as part of historical performance and clearly state when they were terminated. Include all appropriate disclosures to fully explain results. For example, model results included and gross or net of fees, and maintain data and records used to calculate the performance being presented. Standard 3E, Preservation of Confidentiality. members and candidates must keep information about current, former, and prospective clients confidential unless, 1, the information concerns illegal activities on the part of the client or prospective client, 2, disclosure is required by law, or 3, the client or prospective client permits disclosure of the information. If illegal activities by a client are involved, members may have an obligation to report the activities to authorities. The confidentiality standard extends to former clients as well. The requirements of this standard are not intended to prevent members or candidates from cooperating with a CFA Institute Professional Conduct Program investigation. Recommendations for members. Members should avoid disclosing information received from a client except to authorized coworkers who are also working for the client. And members should follow firm procedures for storage of electronic data and recommend adoption of such procedures if they are not in place.